From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company today and trust that you are enjoying the blessings of God. This week, we are studying just one verse of Scripture. But this one verse of Scripture is very, very important because it teaches us how we can effectually learn from the Scripture, how we can truly see the Word of God work in our lives. And the passage of Scripture that we have been studying is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, where Paul speaks under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Now, if you've not had the opportunity to be with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I would encourage you, if you would please, to maybe request the messages that I've shared with the radio audience, and even the notes and the outlines, because we've laid the foundation for what this verse of Scripture is all about. In short, it teaches us that the Bible, when we pick it up and read it, is not the words of mankind. It's not the words of Paul. It's not the words of Peter. It's not the words of John. It's not the words of David. But it is the Word of God, and God used human authors, at least 40 human authors, to deliver the Word of God to us, as it were. But when we pick up the Bible to read it, it is our authority. It is our absolute authority because it comes from God Himself. Paul knew that. He was communicating that truth here in 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, and you and I need to recognize that. You see, that should draw us to reading the Bible, don't you think? Realizing that when we pick up the Bible and read it, it is God speaking to us. And as I brought out the other day, the Holy Spirit teaches us the things of God so that we can understand what it is that God expects, so that we might obey the Scripture and be blessed by God. But today we're going to note that when we read the Bible, we need to recognize that the Scripture is the truth of God, and it is absolute truth. Yesterday, I studied with you the fact that the Scripture is the Word of God, not the Word of men. But today, we build upon that. As I'm going to share with you the fact that the Scripture is the truth of God and is absolute truth. Again, you see it here in 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Let me read it with you once again. It says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth." Underline that. As it is in truth, the word of God. The word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Yes, beloved, the Bible is the truth of God. It is the absolute truth of God, and it is the truth of God that we must study, that we must learn, and that we must apply to our lives, because it is so effective. Over in John chapter 17, you will recall that when the Lord Jesus Christ was praying that great high priestly prayer, he said, as it's recorded in verse 17 of John 17, and again, this is the Lord Jesus' prayer to the Father, for each of us who are the children of God, he says, "Sanctify them through thy truth." And then he says, "Thy word is truth." Underline that. That's John 17:17. That's an easy verse to memorize, and I would encourage you to memorize it. Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Yes, beloved, we need to recognize that the Scripture is the truth of God, and it is absolute truth. It's not up for debate. It's not to be changed. It's not to be compromised. You know, we are living in a day and age when there are those who say there is no such thing as absolute truth. Have you heard that? Well, that is being taught in our colleges and our universities, as well as even in many of our elementary and secondary schools. There's the teaching that there is no such thing as absolute truth. But, beloved, there is absolute truth, and it's found in this book that I am holding in my hand right now, the Bible. Paul says that this is in truth the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Now, what does that mean on the practical basis? Well, let me give you five statements to consider here today on the fact that the Scripture is the truth of God and is absolute truth. Number one, God's Word as truth expresses everything He wants mankind to know about Him. Get that one down. The God's Word as truth expresses everything He wants mankind to know about Him. You see, if we want to know about God, all we need to do is to read the Bible. Read the Bible. Yeah, there are other good books out there that we can read, and I have many books that I read, and we should read those. But when we spend time in the Word of God, we will get to understand from God, not from another human author, but from God, what it is that God wants us to know. I remember a number of years ago, I was with an elderly pastor, and somebody came along and said, Pastor so-and-so, can you tell me what is a good book to read about Isaiah? You know what the pastor's response was? Sure I do. It's the book of Isaiah. You see, we need to spend time in the Word of God because it's God's Word that expresses everything that God wants us to know about Him. If we're not in the Word of God, there's going to be a whole lot of things we'll miss about God. The second statement I give you is this. God's Word as truth reveals the unchanging standard that God maintains for the course and character of the Christian life. We call that the biblical worldview. Let me repeat it. That God's Word as truth reveals the unchanging standard He maintains for the course and character of the Christian life. You know, God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what He wrote through, or what He gave to us through the writings of Moses and through the writings of David and through the writings of Jeremiah and through the writings of Paul are the things that He not only expected back in those days, but He expects it today. God's Word is His unchanging standard. Therefore, we need to get to know the Word of God and not change the Word of God, not compromise the Word of God, not add to the Word of God or take away from it. Number three, the Scripture is the truth of God and is absolute truth in the sense that God's Word as truth reveals the absolute criterion by which He wants the world to function. Oh, think of that. God's Word as truth reveals the absolute criterion by which He wants the world to function. Can you imagine what the condition of the world would be today if everybody in the world followed the Word of God? Look at our own nation, whatever nation it is that you are in. And, of course, this broadcast goes out around the world. So whatever the nation is that you are in, whatever the culture is in which you live, if the absolute criterion of the Word of God was followed, things would be a whole lot better, wouldn't they? God would be glorified. The fourth statement I give you is that God's Word as truth is to be received completely by every believer. God's Word as truth is to be received completely by every believer. When you and I as believers read the Bible, we shouldn't pick and choose this verse and that verse over one verse or the other. No, no, no. If we are going to understand who God is and what God expects and how God operates, then we need to receive it completely. Every book, every chapter, every verse, every line, every word, because that's God speaking to us. And then finally, we're talking about the fact that the Scripture is the truth of God and His absolute truth. Finally today, God's Word as truth presents the immutable directives for the church. Oh, listen to that one. Listen to that one, Pastor. Listen to that one, Deacon. Listen to that one, Sunday school teacher. Listen to that one, music leader. That God's Word as truth presents the immutable directives for the church. Beloved, I think that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is in a very weakened state today. And I believe that the reason why it is in a weakened state today is that many times we lead the church in the way that we want it to go rather than in the way that God wants it to go that is taught for us in the reality of New Testament church truth. If we would follow the Word of God in our church leadership, then our churches would be what it is that God wants them to be. And so keep in mind that the Scripture is the truth of God and is absolute truth, as it says here in 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, as Paul writes, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth." Say that with me. "As it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will conclude our study from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, and note the fact that the Scripture is the operation of God, and it actively energizes believers. You'll not want to miss tomorrow's program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.